Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting second, the right fielder, Joe Cicero. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second, the center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim McDonnell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ali Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ali Reynolds. And now, play ball. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Makovich reaches third base with a triple. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cicero. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Makovich scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald fires to first and picks off Bush. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cicero takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cicero moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seary moves to second. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siri scores. Rocco moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Makovich takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Makovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Makovich scores. O'Day goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-2 in the game. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Burns pinch hits for Joe Cicero. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Day. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gerken now pitching. Joe Burns now playing right field. Jim Pruitt now catching. Bill McGee now playing left field. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDonnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDonnell for the out. One out. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. O'Day reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerken fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a pop-up towards third. Ross catches it and throws to first to double up McGee. 2 outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive towards third. Ross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McDonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDonnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.